Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to talk again today about the anointing, walking in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. To be Christian means you've been christened. You've been plunged into the oil of the Holy Spirit. In baptism, the oil was the baby's anointed with oil, confirmation. These are all signs that signify a reality that's happening in the moment that the Spirit of the living God has given to us, and we're able to walk in the grace of the Holy Spirit. And whenever you're talking about the anointing, like for example, you know, St. Peter's saying, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. So put your name in there. God anointed Susan with the Holy Spirit and power. God has anointed Peter with the Holy Spirit and power. That's a fact. That's what it means to be Christian. And so that Holy Spirit is a power at work in you. And it's a power that raised Jesus from the dead, so it's the greatest power possible. And the Holy Spirit is present in you, leading you and transforming you. He already made us children of God by, as John the Apostle said, he gave us power to become children of God. We became children of God because the life of God was given to us in baptism through the anointing and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And we become, as we've been saying all week, temples of the living God. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to the program this week, you know, the main focus for me has been on taking a look at the difference it's meant for us to live as the children of God who are walking in freedom and in grace and growing in the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, things like that. These are realities that we've been promised. And if we lean into God's promises and we accept the fact of the wonder of what God has done in us. You know, yesterday, again, I ended the program. I think the last thing I talked about was Mary, Our Lady, and the Magnificat. You know, she's a perfect example of the kind of thing I think it's so important for us to be able to lay hold of right now, just because one, it's what we all need, but at the same time, we're living in very dark and difficult times. There's just so much mental illness and anger and brokenness and division and things that are really bringing down people's spirits. And a lot of people can't help it in their mind. They're just like, just think negative thoughts most of the day. Negative words come out of her mouth. Living in a kind of a shadowy, dark place instead of living in the light of God's grace and mercy and the light of his love for us. And friends, I know because the apostles experienced it. I know because the saints in history have experienced it. And I know because I've had moments of experiencing it in my life. The circumstances of life, my own struggles, my own weaknesses do not have to control my mind, my spirit, and how I end up living out each day. And sometimes the feelings in us are so strong, just dark, and with them is a dark narrative, a dark storyline about what all the things that are wrong about my life. And it doesn't take long, even at the beginning of a day, to come under that and to just be slogging through life. Just the sheer weight and exercising both conscious and subconscious psychological energy just to try to lift some of that off us each day. And we don't realize. And then what can end up happening is we know we're Christians, but because we don't experience the difference it makes, it becomes more and more distant. It becomes almost like an unreality, or that it's just something of the mind, but it doesn't really impact your life in this world. Maybe it's going to eventually do that, but not here, not now. And you feel stuck. And stuck in that narrative that's dark and difficult. And sometimes we get in the place where we just start obsessing about it, repeating it, and meditating on it, really. We're ruminating on it. You know, we just keep letting it come back, and we get convinced that, no, well, this is just me. And my feelings are my reality. It's one of the themes we've been talking about this week. That's what ends up happening for people. So because I feel this way, this is who I am, and I can't do anything about it. And some people get so stuck that they end up giving over to acts of ultimate despair, something even as dark as suicide. To just say, there just is no hope for me. Well, that's never true. But if you don't have a resource, if you don't have access to a resource that can help you, and the only one that ultimately will help you and bring you to the place like Our Lady was saying, you know, my soul magnifies the Lord and my spirit rejoices. What does it mean to magnify the Lord? It's to discern and delight in his beauty, his treasures, and to enjoy him, to celebrate God, to really know God's work and to believe it in your life. Mary was magnifying the Lord. She was celebrating, delighting in the beauty and the wonder of what was happening to her. The Almighty has done great things for me, she said. Right now, today, that's something you, if you're baptized into Christ, you can say. No matter what pit you might be in, no matter what battle you might be fighting, no matter if you're isolated and alone, discouraged about the future, continuing to be broken about the past, begin to articulate what God's word says about you. It's maybe the central theme about the anointing that I've been talking about this week. Take up the word of God every day, friend, and read it. Read the Gospel of John. Start there. Read the things the apostles teach, especially the beginnings of their letters, as they declare and proclaim who God is, what God has done, and what it means about them. What has happened to them? Mary's standing there before Elizabeth. She's declaring and magnifying the Lord. She's just the wonder of what's happened to her. And she just wants to tell Elizabeth, and she wants to say it out loud. Well, that's what we should do. You say, well, I have nothing to declare. That's because you're not in touch with what he's already done for you. That's why it takes time, energy, focus. Meditate on, we said, meditate, bless, and declare. Psalm 145 said this. It's as the whole psalm is observing the greatness of God and declaring his compassion, his mercy, his power, his righteousness, his kindness, his lordship. All these things are present there. But what the psalmist says, as the psalmist is beginning to see, and David is getting grace to be able to grasp the beauty, he's beholding the beauty of the Lord because he's hungering and he's thirsting and he's going after him. And he said, that's what I want in this world. I want to behold the beauty of the Lord. And then he's realizing, he's meditating on that, and then he begins to bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your majesty. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for how you think about me. Thank you for making me. You know, and just in little ways throughout the day, that's how you bless the Lord. That's how you begin to magnify the Lord. You're understanding his work in you a little bit more. You're seeing and getting just a touch of his beauty, a touch of his favor, and you start to believe it. Lord, thank you for the way you love me despite my failures. Lord, thank you for how generous you are in forgiving our faults and how much every day you keep coming and you've made your home in me. This is how close you are. Lord, I'm sorry for the ways I often think you're far away, or that you're far away, you have to be because I'm not good, but you come to me right in my wounds and my failures, and you come to dwell in me because you want to save me. You want to bring me into the absolute freedom that you alone possess, and we give thanks to the Lord. Friends, that's a great weapon in this time. So we meditate, we bless the Lord, and then we declare to others what the Lord has done. Talk just as friends. Get together sometime. Hey, let's have a conversation, friend. You know, the other friends used to say, let's just talk to each other and say out loud what we know the Lord has done for us. And it could be little tiny specific things of answered prayers, but then it could also get, and hopefully it would lead to say, God has put his life in me. God has come to dwell in me. God has come to give me a share of his glory. God is beginning to fill me with hope. God has poured his love into my heart through the Holy Spirit. God has called me to call him Father, to call him Abba. He's giving me power. God is helping me overcome habit patterns of sin. He's teaching me how to love. He's teaching me how to pray. He's working through, God's doing things through me. through the spiritual gifts he's given to me. He's teaching me how to love. He's making my heart more tender. You know, whatever it is, declare his goodness and his greatness. It's critical to do that, friends, because there's a basic principle. What comes out of your mouth has a lot of power. Like, you're the most influential preacher, you might say, or something in your own life. Because if you can speak yourself into a lot of trouble, a lot of darkness, discouragement, whenever stuff comes out of your mouth that declares, you know, I'm no good, life is terrible, there's no hope for me, these kinds of things, what that does when you speak those sorts of things, first of all, they're not true, they're lies. Even if you're going through difficult circumstances, they're lies. It's not the ultimate story about who you are, but it'll mark you, it'll mark your heart. And the devil will really help you say it over and over again. And because your feelings are so strong, in that area, you feel like, well, this is the truth about me. And then feelings become the dominant reality. Then we become enslaved to feelings and dark moods and dark narratives, and we get trapped there. As a friend of mine said, don't start with the feeling to try to make a change. Start with the word. Start with the words God speaks. Start with the truth God tells. Say it out loud. There's an icon in our Eucharistic chapel at my parish here in Ann Arbor, which I love. It says, you know, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. And so I can say out loud, Lord, thank you that in this dark world you are light. Lord, I bless you and I thank you for it. I thank you, Lord, that if I follow you, you'll lead me out of darkness and you'll lead me into the light. And then you said that you've given us power to become children of light. Lord, thank you that you made me a child of the light. And that the most important thing that's happened to me is I'm no longer stuck in the dark, but now I can walk in the light because you're with me. I thank you that you're with me, Lord, and that you will never fail me nor forsake me. You will be with me always until you come again, that you're preparing a place for me, Lord, that I have an amazing future and destiny ahead of me. Thank you, Lord. And my failures in this life are not the whole story. My history is not my destiny. My destiny's in you. Just whatever these things, thank him and say it to other people. And if you're with friends and one of their friends goes down the rabbit hole, because they're disappointed, something happened, somebody didn't treat them well. You know, it's okay to let people share their hurts, but sometimes you can tell when it shifts over to very negative self-talk. That can be a real trap. Speak the words, because what the Holy Spirit follows the declaration. Wherever words that Jesus spoke are spoken, the Holy Spirit animates it. The Holy Spirit enlivens it, strengthens it, you know, communicates it. That's the mission of the Spirit, to manifest who Jesus is and what he's taught. So say the words that Jesus says, and your mind will follow, and your emotions will follow eventually. Don't begin with the emotions and try to change the emotion. Just start talking about what God says about you and own it and declare it. God bless you, friend. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.